From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the albums selected this week. Ariel Pink's House Arrest and his collaboration with Matt Fishbeck are the subject of this week's featured review. William, aka Perkis Tooth, writes, Pink's signature is littered on whatever he touches in a Midas infection, for good or ill. He sounds like no one else. And if an imprisoned Phil Spector could perhaps liberate one wailing shudder of sound, Pink's Hey Jude is this single presented in flawless, silent purity. The Garifuna people of Caribbean Central America descended from shipwrecked Nigerian slaves and until recently were obscure, facing the extinction of their traditions and language. But the 2007 album Watina created massive attention, and the Garifuna collective, dozens of musicians from Belize, Honduras, and Guatemala, is back with Ayo, which is just as compelling as its predecessor and a contender for Global Agogo DJ Bill Lupoletti's Best of 2013 list. The chiptune album Out of the Void sparkles with the looming, pristine edges of a jeweler's loop, crafting the spunk and camp of familiar 8-bit sounds into a ludicrously scintillating opus, an at-the-seams rambunctious bursting of blippy arpeggios sparkling at the top of their range like so many question-marked boxes, and a pulverizing beat laying out the feverish stride of these keen 200-beat-per-minute songs. Out of the Void is both exotically sophisticated and almost stupidly listenable. Local feature 2013's Cruel Whims from Richmonder Warren Hickson is a raucous, punky Brewster surf rocker with strong, smart musical arrangements for an easy boardwalk strut, B-movie beach party, and sweet nothings from a split lip. Album closer, Candle in the Bonfire, is a great trippy Casio tone in fun overdrive and exudes the distant intimacy attitude of these Cruel Whims. DJ Phil D of the Friday Breakfast Blend heroically embarked on a vinyl safari to Weirdo Records, the baddest population of eccentric and eclectic vinyl per square foot in the great state of Massachusetts. Join Phil on his quest through a diverse range of Afrofunk, psychedelia, 60s girl groups, crazy Japanese minimalist new wave, and 1960s French dream pop. And tune in next time for part two, Westward Ho! World Music Network's new addition to their Rough Guides series is The Rough Guide to Psychedelic Bollywood. The 1970s saw American and British rock and funk incorporated into the all-devouring Indian movie music industry. This compilation marries action film themes like Shaft and James Bond with westernized sitar playing and Yeah Yeah stylization. UK fusion band Glow People produce, quote, psychedelic jazz mishmash on toast, and it's a luxurious combination of styles spread over much more than simple white bread. Their 2012 release on Cosmic Primitive Records, Things, is a free jazz zoo of sounds, a tirelessly active, furtive, and yet relaxing album. Things is frothy from start to finish, as Glow People engage a wide range of input masterfully. Vast is a terrific two-track debut from drone project Vast, a creeping sepulchral thing that, with slithering fricative rattles, circling carrion hunter riffs evoking Slint or Henry Flint, winking tones of bounced light, and tolling sonic booms, perfectly encapsulates a nocturnal caldera and the psychological pressure associated with the fear of stumbling about in the dark, or what Lauren Isley called the night tide. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Diver's care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.